This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Take just a few moments out of your busy day and consider some of the things that are taught in the Word of God. For the past 2 times, I've been considering with you reasons why the Apostle Paul was ready to die, as he made clear in Acts chapter 21 and verse 13, when in the face of a warning that if he went on to Jerusalem, he would be put in prison, he said, "I'm ready not only to be put in prison, but also to die." I suggested one reason why he was so willing, that is, willing to die if it was necessary, was because he had a good conscience. And we had just begun the discussion of the next point as to why he was ready to die, was that he had immediately obeyed what he learned to be the will of God. There's a very important passage found in the Old Testament, Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10, which shows us a basic way of life, a basic response, which must be ours if we are to be pleasing to God. And by that I mean a basic response to God by responding to His Word properly. In this passage, the Bible tells us that Ezra set his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. Now note carefully the strong resolution of heart which preceded the rest of it. One cannot be the kind of person that God would have him to be unless there is strong resolution of heart. But he set his heart to do what? First of all, to seek the law of the Lord. Secondly, to do it, that is, to apply it to himself. And thirdly, to teach it to others, to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. Now, certainly this kind of attitude and this kind of practice was exemplified by the Apostle Paul. We know that upon the instructions of the Lord, after he had asked, "What shall I do, Lord?" because the Lord has given the job of preaching the gospel to men, he did not tell him what to do to be saved. He did not tell him the terms of pardon according to the gospel. Rather, he said, "You arise and go into the city, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do." Acts chapter 9 and verse 6. He went into the city, and for 3 days and nights, without food and water, no doubt indicating the agony of soul in which he was, because he realized he was such a grievous sinner against Christ by persecuting his church. Realizing that he was not saved, even though he was a believer, even though he was penitent in that faith, he still was not saved, because no one had come to tell him what he must do in order to be saved. But finally, Ananias, a man sent directly by the Lord to Saul, came and told him this, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." And the Bible tells us that he arose and was baptized, took food, and was strengthened. Here we see that he rejoiced because of the remission of sins after he was baptized in obedience to Christ, and not before. Many modern-day preachers would tell men to rejoice because of remission of sins immediately upon becoming a believer, before and without being baptized in obedience to Christ's instructions. But there is no single instance of such in all of the New Testament. Saul was instructed to be baptized, and he was. And after that, he rejoiced, just as did the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Not only that, but he immediately began the living of the Christian life in a most dedicated way. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 9 and verse 20 that straightway in the synagogue he proclaimed Jesus, that he was the Christ. He taught in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, "Endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." He made clear in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." In writing to the young preacher Timothy, he said, "Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts." And he indicates that men would turn aside from the truth unto fables. But Paul did not live that kind of life. He lived by the truth himself, he taught it, and he urged others also to teach it. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our very important study as to why Paul was ready to die, with the view to getting ourselves ready to face death which faces us all.